Hi, I'm Dr. Tamitha Scove, the Space Weather Woman, and you are listening to audio from my video forecast. So when I reference something to look at or to watch, if you want to see it, just visit my YouTube channel or check it out at spaceweatherwoman.com. And now, here is your forecast. Our sun launches a stealthy solar storm, and it looks like it's partly Earth-directed. That story and more in the news this week. Space weather this week is definitely bumbling along since we had that mini solar storm last week. As we switch to our front side sun, you can see we have a spotless disk right now, so there's not a lot of activity and definitely no flare activity, and our solar flux continues to stay low. However, right around the second, we had a stealthy solar storm that was launched right here from near this coronal hole, and we'll take a closer look at that solar storm in just a second from Stereo's view, but it looks like it was launched a bit eastward of Earth, yet we could get grazed by it somewhere around the 7th and the 8th. Now, as we switch to our far side sun, this is Stereo's view, and it's looking at the sun pretty much from the side. You can see the far side of the sun also is pretty spotless. We don't have any risk for radio blackouts or anything like that, and it just looks like the solar flux is going to stay pretty low. So this means we have no issues for radio communications for space traffic or space launch. Now, taking a closer look at that solar storm launch from Stereo's view, this is Stereo looking at the sun pretty much from the side, and Earth is off to the right in this image. This is the coronagraph view, which is like a false eclipse. We block out the sun so that we can better see the solar atmosphere or corona. And it's right around the second you can see this stealthy solar storm lifts off. It kind of looks a little bit like a tube as it moves out. And we wouldn't be able to see it on the disk view, but you can definitely see it in the solar atmosphere. Now, it's moving very slowly, and NASA prediction models have shown that it should graze Earth around late on the 7th, maybe early into the 8th. But because it's moving so slowly, it looks like aurora photographers, if you're at high latitudes, you could get a bit of a view. But aurora photographers at mid latitudes, well, I don't think it's going to be hitting Earth hard enough to cause enough of a ruckus to bring aurora down to mid latitudes. So you may have to sit this one out. But hey, it never hurts to keep your batteries charged. Switching to our moon, we have now passed through the first quarter phase, and we're on our way to a full moon, with a full moon being on the 9th. So you night sky watchers, if you want to catch those dim objects in the sky, or maybe some aurora, you're going to have this bright companion to deal with, so you need to check your local rise and set times. Switching to your solar storm conditions and aurora possibilities over the coming week, we are anticipating getting hit, kind of grazed by that stealthy solar storm, as well as getting a little bit of fast wind from a kind of a remnant coronal hole that's rotating in through the Earth strike zone. Now, at high latitudes, NOAA is expecting unsettled to active conditions with up to about a 35% chance of a minor storm. Now, at mid latitudes, we're expecting only unsettled conditions, but we might have about a 25% chance of active conditions, especially around late on the 7th and into the 8th when we're expecting to get grazed by this solar storm. So your aurora photographers, especially at high latitudes, expect to get some decent aurora from this. But at mid latitudes, well, only if you're kind of a diehard aurora chaser would I venture out, because likely this solar storm will be pretty mild. Switching to your solar flare and particle radiation storm outlook over the coming week, everything is still in the green when it comes to big solar flares. I know I sound like a broken record, but we have a spotless sun right now, and this should make GPS users on Earth's dayside very happy. We have no risk for radio blackouts. But even though we don't even have a bright region really on the Earth-facing disk, believe it or not, the solar flux continues to hug the hairy edge of marginal for radio propagation. We're sitting in the low 70s, and it looks like that's going to continue easily over the next week. So you amateur radio operators and emergency responders, well, you're still in the marginal range on Earth's dayside, so enjoy. Now, also because we are at solar minimum, we do get a bigger cosmic ray influx than we normally would have. So you frequent flyers, and this does include aircrew who fly over 800 hours annually and fly at high latitudes and high altitudes, you are in the marginal range for radiation dose, and this does include prenatal passengers. So please take this into consideration in your flight plans. So the space weather this week, while it's not all that exciting, it is still kind of stumbling and bumbling along. We do have a stealthy solar storm that was launched back on the 2nd that's on its way to Earth now. It looks like it's going to be a grazing passage, but along with a little pocket of fast solar wind, we could see a little bit of activity from this. So your aurora photographers, especially at high latitudes, you could be in for a bit of a show. You mid-latitude photographers will probably have to sit this one out though. Now, as far as amateur radio are concerned and emergency responders, well, we have a spotless sun right now, and we don't even really have any bright regions on the Earth-facing disk. So that's the bad news. Solar flux continues to be reasonably low. The good news is that we're still holding on to the hairy edge of marginal for radio propagation on Earth's day side. So hey, the news could be worse, right? Now, as far as you GPS users are concerned, well, you're getting the best news of the bunch, because with weak solar storming and really low solar flux, your GPS reception should look pretty good as long as you stay away from those dawn dust terminators and away from aurora. I'm Tamitha Scove. Thank you for listening.